Robbie's coming in to see us. I don't wanna rock, DJ. So I got a text message the other day. I'm in the office, and I had to show it to Dave. A text message on my mobile phone. I read it to you. Please, please, please. This is to my personal mobile. Please, please, please. Can I come and meet Robbie Williams on Monday? If I can, then I will love you forever and be your slave for a month and make you cakes. Love, Emma. So I had to show it to Dave because Emma is Dave's wife, who's texting me. So ask if she can come in and meet Robbie on Monday morning.
It's fair to say she's quite a big fan of Robbie. And you, obviously.
Morning, Emma.
Morning, Christopher.
Morning, Dave's wife.
Morning.
Morning, Dave.
Where are you? Are you at home?
I'm in my kitchen.
Right, lovely. So, what I thought is, do you know what? Why don't we test your Robbie knowledge and see how clever you are? And have a little quiz, and if you get all the answers right, I'll let you come in Monday morning.
Yeah.
And stare at Robbie through the glass.
Good, I don't want to talk to him, I just want to look at him.
Right, okay, fine. Now, you know, I thought that might be a nice little funny feature to do, until Dave informed me that you've been swatting up.
And Dave,
apparently
there was a secret between us.
Apparently you stayed late at work last night.
On Robbie.com.
Is that true?
Oh, I might have done a little bit of swatting up.
You're so
sad. I don't really know that much about him in terms of general knowledge.
Right.
I also got in the car yesterday, and it's full of Robbie Williams CDs. Every CD he's ever released was in the little door pocket because you've been swatting up.
Emma.
I was trying to revise the singles.
You know, you were such a nice, sweet, innocent girl when we met you all them years ago, and now you're just Robbie-obsessed.
It's a bit of a crush that started when I was 15 and never ended, really.
Yeah, well, I know. Dominic's the same. So, I'm going to ask you some questions.
Okay.
And if you get them all right, I will let you come in and see Robbie.
Okay.
If you get 1, 2, 3, 4 wrong, then obviously you're not coming in.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Are you nervous?
Yeah, I think you're going to stitch me up.
Oh, dear. We've got someone on the phone who wants to speak to you. Who's on the phone?
Robbie Williams.
No.
No, it's just on tape.
Yeah. Robbie Williams. Just,
that's all we've
Robbie
got.
Robbie Williams.
No, it's not. We've got this as well. Yeah. We've got...
Hi, this is Robbie Williams.
We've got that as well.
Oh, okay. My heart flipped then.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Oh, dear.
Wrong.
Wrong.
Right, okay then, Emma. 5 right, and you will meet Robbie Williams.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is Emma Vitti. This is Comedy Dave's wife. Mike of the M4 is texting saying, she sounds fit. In fact, many people are saying that. I know, but, you know, voices can be deceiving. I don't mean that, but where can I go? I'm caught between them. I can't say, yeah, she's cracking, lads. It's my mate's wife. All right. Question number one, and I'll give you a multiple choice on this.
Okay.
Before his solo career, Robbie was in which band? Was it the Backstreet Boys, Westlife, or Take That?
It was Take That, Chris.
Take That is the right answer!
Yay! Oh,
wow, you really have been swatting up on your knowledge. All right. Number two, Robbie is famous for coming from which Midlands town? Is it Birmingham, Kidderminster, or Stoke?
Stoke-on-Trent.
Is the right answer! Oh, there's 3 questions left. Comedy Dave's wife. Number 3, Robbie will be bringing his new single into Radio 1 on Monday. But what was his name of his last single? Is it Angels, Millennium, or Radio?
Radio.
Oh, it is Radio! So exciting. 3 out of 3 so far, Emma. You can almost smell his brute from here. Question number 4. I'll give you multiple choice again.
Okay.
Robbie recently performed at Live 8. Before that, he played 2 years ago to 375,000 people in 3 days. What was the name of the venue? Was it Nibworth, Nobworth, or Nebworth?
It was Nebworth.
It's the right answer! Oh, brilliant. All right, and here's your last question. They're not all to do with Robbie, by the way. They're okay. Just so far coincidentally.
I knew you were going to do this on the last question.
Yeah. Here's your last question. If you fly in a Boeing 747 at 1,000 kilometres an hour, how long would it take you to fly to the moon?
5 days.
Wrong.
Oh, it's the wrong answer. Oh, Emma.
No.
That's just not fair.
I know. That's just the way it goes, though, sweetheart. You know, I can't change the rules. Just
I'm going to hang around outside anyway. Yeah,
no, you can't. We've got barriers.
Yeah, and we've got security personnel as well.
Oh, you're...
And we wouldn't advise loads of people to turn up either.
I'm sorry, Rachel. Yeah.
Oh, you were so close.
So close, but yet so far.
Mm.
We're obviously just not meant to meet.
No, what with you being married and all.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Oh, well. Let me ask you this, though, okay? Right. Let's say you were in the studio on Monday.
Yeah.
And Robbie's taking a shine to you.
Yeah.
And it invites you out for dinner Monday night.
Yeah.
But just you on your own. What do you say?
Oh, yeah.
But look. See, I believe you as well.
So do I.
But...
You can be friends and fancy someone.
No, you can't. You can't go out for dinner with him.
I would. I just want to look at him over the dinner table.
I'll tell you what, don't make it Monday, make it Wednesday because the games are on.
See, that's what I have to put up with.
I think we might have made a mistake.
What?
Emma, what was Robbie's last single called?
Radio.
No, it wasn't.
I was misunderstood.
Oh, it was. You're right. But that wasn't in the...
That was a trick question.
You only got 3 out of 5 then. Even less chance of coming in on Monday.
And, of course, he was in the Backstreet Boys. But, you see, the only thing I'm worried about, Em, is the fact that, you know, I don't want Robbie trying to cop off with my mate's wife.
Mm.
I know you'd love that.
That's fair enough. It's like, yeah, the thing is, Chris, that, you know, if Natalie Imbruglia came on to Dave, I've given him permission, you know, to get in there.
Have you?
Have you, though?
I didn't know that.
He can. It's one of those things, you know, when you have one person that you can.
Hang on, has he chosen Natalie Imbruglia, or have you chosen Natalie for him?
No, he fancies Natalie Imbruglia.
But hang on, is he allowed the choice?
Well, he can have a choice, but well, I just thought he was Natalie Imbruglia.
Well,
didn't know that. I didn't know I had a free pass on her, so to speak.
Well, do you want Natalie, or do you want someone else?
I don't know. I mean, Natalie Imbruglia do, for now.
Why don't we see if she'll pop in Monday as well?
Okay, yeah.
And sit on your lap.
Right.
During the interview with Robbie. Day.
Brilliant.
This is turning into some kind of bizarre wife swan.
It's only 8:25.
Now I've suddenly got an image of Emma sitting on Robbie's lap and Natalie sitting on yours.
Mm. Time to bail out, I think.
Well, so to speak. No, Robbie, don't. All right, well, listen, Emma?
Yes?
We'll let you come in on Monday.
Oh, thank you. I won't be any trouble.
Yeah, you will.
You'll be a nightmare.
You will be a nightmare. What will you say when you meet him?
Do you know what? I just would have no idea. I'd probably just be like a giggling teenager and just not know what to say.
Brilliant. Let's do that on the air.
I'd probably gasp and just, yeah.
Well, you gasped. Emma gasped the other week when she saw Will Young. She actually gasped out loud.
And then can you imagine? That's just Will Young.
She made that noise. She actually went, and she went, I'm sorry, I just gasped there. And we go, hello, I'm Emma.
I'm really uncool, aren't I? I know.
What if Robbie's up for snogging Emma,
on
Dave,
air.
On air, live?
Brilliant.
Would you let that happen?
That, yeah.
Would I?
Yeah.
I don't know at 8:26 in the morning. I don't know.
But, what if Robbie said she's a good-looking woman? Can I just have a little...
Well, I'd rather he didn't, obviously.
But you can't let your wife down. You've got to make her happy.
Yeah, you can't stop that ultimate dream, Dave.
Your wife was so snug, Robbie Williams, in front of you.
I know.
Emma, you're sick!
But she likes him a lot more than me.
Right, Rachel, get on the phone to Natalie Imbruglia's people, right? I want Natalie Imbruglia in the studio to snog Dave.
This needs to be a TV idea.
I'm telling you. You so would as well, wouldn't you? How wrong is
that? She doesn't even hide it, though, does she?
How wrong is that, man? All right, go off to work.
Yeah.
Okay, I will, thank you. Right.
See you over the weekend.
Probably. See you, bye.
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 That was Emma, Comedy Dave's wife. Oh, man, are you in for a bumpy ride on Monday morning?
Well.
I came out wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, Monday evening. Anyway. Right, so that'll be interesting. Snogs are plenty Monday morning then.